This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junkies. We are live on 106.7 The Fan and Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour at 9:45, Mike Locksley, head coach at the University of Maryland. He will join us. They take on Northwestern on Friday night. Blackout. Cakes is going to be there.
8 p.m. kick. Should be a fun one.
But right now, it's a Game Show Wednesday brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. You can get in at 800-636-1067. We're playing Junkie Shootout. Been doing this for over 25 years. You answer three random trivia questions in a row, you win a prize. It's that simple. You miss a question, you get shot, you're out of the contest. That opens up a line.
We've been doing it for 25 years, and I still ask how it's played.
It's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple concept.
All right, let's go to David in Springfield. Cakes, you could go first.
All right, David. Who does this running?
Actually, in Silver Spring.
All right.
That's okay.
All right. Who does this running back play for in the NFL? You name the team, you advance. DeAndre Swift.
I'm going to say the New England Patriots.
That is incorrect, sir.
All right, let's go to, you want to give the answer?
He's a Chicago Bear.
Let's go to Keith and Laurel for you, Lurchy.
Keith got through.
I thought that was an easy question. Apparently, I was wrong.
You're going to have to readjust.
Lurch.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Keith. Boys. Keith, hey, what's up?
Hey there. What's, pretty good, pretty good.
Hey, who were the only two undefeated teams in the NFL?
Kansas City and Minnesota.
Nice.
Very
nice.
Good.
Well done.
All right, JP, the two-pointer.
All right, Keith. How do you say good morning in Italian?
Hasta la vista. I'm going anywhere.
Anybody?
Is that buongiorno?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
I would have just said ciao. I know it's ciao.
Is the Italian language as pop? Like, is it dying? Or is it?
I don't think it's dying.
Is it as popular as it's ever been?
I mean, it's popular. I know where it is popular. Italy.
I know, but is it popular anywhere outside of it? In other words, Spanish.
Yeah.
I would say is a growing like it's growing everywhere.
Yeah.
Chinese.
Yeah.
Probably a growing language.
Italian probably stagnant.
Italian, I think, probably stagnant.
Basically spoken in one country.
Might be a dying language.
Well, I don't think so.
I know Latin is a dead language.
To you and me, it's definitely dead.
Well, I think to everybody, except the NFL, because they love putting Roman numerals on the
Super Bowl. I think to about 60 million people, EB, it's not a dying language.
I just don't think it's growing.
Also, Portuguese.
Okay, well, is French growing?
Portuguese, more popular, spoken in Portugal and Brazil.
Portuguese?
Yes, did you know that? Portuguese is the native tongue of Brazil.
No. I mean,
it's not Brazilian.
Well, now you know.
I just know Brazilian girls have big butts.
Okay. I guess that's a thing.
I kind of feel like I know that. All right, let's go to Evan in Richmond. Hey, Evan.
Hey, good morning, boys. Couple quick shout-outs. Boys behind the glass, and I don't hear the Savannah McCann updates down here in Richmond, but that one I just heard was excellent. So shout-out to Savannah.
Very nice.
Really?
Very good.
Really? What'd you like about it?
It was just clean, well written, and just well delivered.
I mean, the guy evaluating the updates.
I just hear a different guy down here, so it was a breath
radio
of fresh air.
What do you hear? Is that Adam doing updates
Adam
over
Pohl?
There?
I don't know, or maybe it's probably a local Richmond guy.
I mean, Adam.
Adam Epstein.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Adam.
I think it's their CK. His name's Gary Hess. I think he's like a radio lifer down here in Richmond, and he's solid. But it was just nice to hear Savannah.
Savannah's better. Yeah, I agree. All right, Evan. Let me see. I mentioned earlier that I bought 3 training aides.
From?
From where?
Sorry, can you repeat that? It cut out.
I mentioned earlier that I bought 3 golf training aides. From where today? First time I've ever done it.
Probably the last, too.
I wasn't listening earlier. I'll say Dick's.
No, not Dick's.
He wishes he was getting Dick's-like quality.
I'm getting my first delivery from Temu.
No, here's what you need to do. You need to bring it. Don't unbox it at home. Bring it in here. And
I'll be too excited. I'll unbox it immediately.
No, you need to bring it in here. We need to see how bad the merchandise is.
I'm telling you.
Live and in person.
I got things that they can't be that bad.
Okay.
They can't be. All right. You got Ryan in Richmond. Ryan, what's up?
What's up, boys?
Hey, buddy.
Ryan, who do the Capitals face in their home opener this Saturday night? Maybe your dog knows. Ask him. Because you clearly don't.
The Oilers.
No, not the Oilers. Hey, it's Josh Harris. I own the Commanders and the team that's facing the Capitals. It's the New Jersey Devils.
We had Coach Carberry on the show earlier.
We did.
If you missed it.
We spoke about it.
Talked about the first matchup. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nobody listens, apparently.
All right, let's go to Kenny in Hyattsville for you, Lurch.
Kenneth?
Ken? Speak to us.
All right, let's go to Nick in Arlington. Nick.
Hey, Nick. Morning, Junks.
Nick. Hey, buddy.
Nick, this quarterback leads the NFL in passing touchdowns with 12.
Cousins?
Any guesses?
Leads the NFL in passing touchdowns with 12? Mm-hmm. Oh, think it's Sam Darnold.
Nope.
Ow!
He just got passed. Is Joe Burrow? Nobody's answering questions, right? I think we need to dumb it down. Who's up next?
Let's go to Ahmed in Reston. Ahmed.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, all right, buddy. Ahmed. What college is in Pullman, Washington?
Pullman, Washington? Let's just go with the University of Washington.
No.
Sorry.
I mean, how do you not know?
Pullman.
The University of Washington is located in Seattle. How do you not know that?
Some people don't know it.
It's Washington State. 800-636-1067. Who's up next?
I'm losing faith in humanity over here.
All right. Let's go to Kevin in Springfield. All right, Kevin.
Are you going to bring back the what did you buy segment?
But from Temu?
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Your first question.
You didn't like it?
It's fine.
Test to see if they're listening.
Yeah, it's like Chuck E's Trivia back in the day.
Yes, thank you. All right, Kevin, I saw this morning, I think on the Daily Mail. Okay, so it must be a
cheery website.
It's just all death and destruction.
Right.
Yeah. How long, true or false? True or false? I'm changing it to true or false.
Midstream.
True or false? Travis Kelce made Taylor Swift wait an hour on the runway in her private plane after the Monday night game.
Because?
It's a true or false question.
Oh, I'm
true
sorry.
Or false.
No, I'm
maybe
sorry.
It's false.
I'll go with true.
True.
Yeah. I'm going to say that it couldn't have been false.
He was just probably smoking and joking in the locker room with the boys.
Yeah, shower. He's got to take a shower.
Yeah.
Put on the clone.
Do some interviews.
All right. So he's got one.
He's
correct,
got one.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
Hold on. So that's bad of Travis?
I don't know.
He's just over or don't want
to. Maybe that's what people are insinuating. Yeah, he was in no rush to see her.
She was probably texting, honey, where are you?
Question number 2. Valdez, you know this. We're smack dab in the middle of spooky season. That means scary movies. I need you to name this scary movie. I'm just going to give you the setting / locale for the movie. Name this scary movie. Haddonfield, Illinois.
I wrote it down before Kate said it.
Halloween?
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
All right, for
everybody
the win.
Knows that. That's near where EB was born in Harvey, Illinois.
That's true. Harvey,
oh,
very
me?
Dangerous. Yeah. I'm so tough. Just
not
from
as
Harvey.
Dangerous as Haddonfield when Michael Myers shows up.
Okay.
I can guarantee
right.
you that.
All right.
That I can guarantee.
Pretty dangerous. I got real street cred being from Harvey.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want me to make it easy or?
Hook him.
Yeah, try to get him a dub.
All right.
Ask him where I'm going right after the show today.
I think this is pretty easy.
All right, ask the question.
I think it's pretty easy.
Why all do you right. question the question so much? Just ask the
it's
question.
It's going to be a baseball question.
No, it's going to be an NFL question.
All right.
Who's on the line?
Kevin in Springfield.
Oh, for the win.
Hurting Springfield. Now, remember, Springfield people are kind of dumb.
All right, Kevin, he's questioning you.
It's our people, EB.
Oh.
All right, Kevin, who leads the NFL in rushing? Isn't that
I'll
pretty easy?
I'll go with Saquon.
Oh.
I'm going to go Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Sorry,
that
my
was
friend.
Easy.
Oh, sorry, sir.
All right, let's go speed
right
round so we can try and get
now.
A winner.
Now I got to come up with another question.
Yeah, a lot of prep.
It's something you did yesterday.
What?
All right, who's up?
Let's go to Joshua in Upper Marlboro.
What high school did you go to?
He's got
yesterday?
A silly tree. Joshua's got a baldy tree.
Yeah. Hey, Joshua.
What's up? On behalf of the Junkies, I'd like to apologize to Golfdom for the Timu shout-out. We appreciate you, longtime sponsor. Sorry about that.
It's a very good point.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a great point.
That's true. Well, you know what? I just didn't want to ask him for free stuff.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, because we never want to ask people for
no
free
excuse.
Stuff.
There's no excuse. We're sorry, Golfdom. We love you. Okay?
I do love Golfdom.
Look at this guy.
That's
looking
true.
Out for our sponsor.
I
want to
go over there and try out the new GT2 driver.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah.
Hey, Joshua, plus or minus 3 years. How old is Britney Spears?
Britney Spears is 36.
No. She's 41.
I was going to say 40.
I would have said 41.
We can't get a winner in this game.
It's impossible.
When Britney turns 50, we'll have to just kill ourselves.
How old is she now?
42.
I promise you
Eight
I won't.
Years, we're going to have to kill ourselves. No, thank you.
I promise you I won't do that.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Chesterfield. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Where's Chesterfield? Virginia?
Just south of Richmond.
Yep. Deep. Oh, okay. He's out
wow.
there.
All right, it's just you, JP, right?
No, but I can ask another question.
Is it my turn?
Here, I'll ask the question.
No, I got a question.
All right.
Who did the Holy Cross Tartans beat yesterday in volleyball?
He used my question.
I mean, there's no chance he's going to pull that.
I've talked about it twice.
He's not going to remember.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go with...
Give him a hint.
They were number one in max preps.
Give him a hint. Where is it?
It's in Virginia.
Here's a hint.
It's near Chasing Gale.
It's in Arlington.
Here's a hint. Jerry Blank, actor, was in Stand By Me. Also in Jerry
Get
Maguire.
Get the gun ready. Doesn't know O'Connell.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Also right. Football coach.
Yeah, true. Also, silly football
coach. All right,
coach.
Cakes, you have Jamal in D.C. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, what's going on?
Jamal, name this scary movie by its locale. Camp Crystal Lake.
Oh, that's easy. That's Jason Voorhees. Yeah. Friday 14th, I'm sorry. That's
Friday 14th?
You can't give it to him.
I'll give it to him.
I do like that he stumbled on Friday 14th.
Hold on.
That's hilarious.
You're going to give him the...
He corrected himself.
Yeah, that's a silly sequel.
Yeah, but that's such a huge box.
Friday the 14th is not as scary as Friday the 13th. I'm sorry.
Oh, my Lord.
Friday the 13th.
All right, we'll hook you. That's good enough.
Yeah, we're trying to hook people with a prize.
All right. Jamal from D.C.
Jamal keeps tripping people up.
Jamal, are you a baseball fan, football fan? What are you?
I'm a football fan.
Football, all right.
Are you a college football fan?
Nobody's a college
fan. I am. FSU, we suck this year, but that's okay. Ooh. Prime time.
All right, here you go.
Ask him
what quarterback got benched, or actually he should have got benched, he got hurt for Florida State?
DJ Ugalele something.
Yeah,
good
enough.
Right. Guy.
Good, there you go.
All right, for the win.
That was a softball.
I think.
Just hope you know him. Give him your easiest question. Can we get a winner?
If he's a Commanders fan, it's an easy question, I think. What is Frankie Louvu's nationality?
Oh.
I don't even know.
Samoan. Oh, we got a winner. Congratulations.
I mean, I know he does that goofy dance, but I didn't know what it was.
Dance.
I didn't know what it was.
Hook you up with 2 tickets to Deftones North American Tour 2025, Sunday, April 6th at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com/events. We'll save the other prize for later in the program, but here is a question for you, EB.
All right.
He was the 16th president of the United States, serving from 1861 to 1865.
So during the Civil War.
Right. Do you think you know that? All right, hold on. Civil War.
I think I know it, but I'm afraid to say the name.
The guy I was going to say was definitely not correct.
Who are you going to say?
Who were you going to say?
Well, the first thing I was going to say was the first president.
You would say George Washington.
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to say it. I could be wrong. Right. Was Ulysses S. Grant a president or just a general?
Jason got it.
Come on, you don't know that?
Who is
Abe?
It?
Abe.
Oh, Abe.
Lincoln was in my brain.
You should have said it.
No, I stumbled. I was thinking for some reason.
You ever heard Abraham Lincoln?
I was going to maybe say him. He was swirling around in my brain.
You want partial credit?
Man, why did I say Ulysses S. Grant?
You know why? For some reason, 1865, you think of Lincoln.
Okay.
I knew he was assassinated. Who I was thinking of.
I just know it from 16.
Oh, I don't know that he's a 16 president.
You know who's 14?
I don't know 14. No, you see,
there's a movie called 16.
Abe, I just know for whatever reason from years past, was number 16.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, is that like a Joe Montana thing?
Sure.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know. I just remember him being the 16. Don't know.
How did I botch that? That's a spectacular miss.
So he happened to ask the one guy who you know what number they are?
No, I know number one.
Me too.
I know number 16.
Right.
I bet you know number two.
John Adams.
Is it Adams?
JQA. Yeah. John
about
Quincy.
Three. I think you know three.
TJ.
TJ.
Everybody knows that.
After that, it gets tough.
Who's TJ?
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him.
Heard him.
Yeah. Heard of him. Had a nice little spread called Monticello.
TJ.
Oh, so stupid.
Yeah, we need to bone up on our presidents.
We got Michael Oxley.
I'm going to be honest with you. I cheated, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Michael Oxley joins us at 9:45 from the University of Maryland.